This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know, hear from the experts, authors, and others, and hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, technology is connecting our homes, our cars, and our smartphones. But is it a good thing? And, man, she must have been something else back in the day. You'll meet a woman named Sharona, who was the subject of a massive radio hit 35 years ago. Let's meet the friends. Jennifer Bjorklund is in the mobile newsroom today.
That's right. So you don't have bus money? No problem. But, oh, you'll pay for the ride. The story about an Albuquerque bus driver is coming up.
Ready to rock the news, it's Jay Capadonia.
Phil, a 16-year-old boy grappling with his identity is denied a driver's license, and I'll tell you what.
And shamelessly delivering accurate and source-checked stories, it's Chris Martin.
The World Cup continues, and the interesting side stories keep popping up. We'll fill you in.
All right. We'll let you off the hook in a couple of days here, Chris. I promise. All right. Hey, let's get things started. Jennifer, this sounds like some kind of a bus ride. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. So a bus driver in New Mexico's largest city was fired after surveillance cameras caught him in a sex act with a woman while at work on the bus.
All right.
That's according to Albuquerque transportation officials. Now, according to the video, the driver stopped at a park and ride on the morning of May 6th, and a woman walked onto the bus without paying her fare. Well, on the video, Alex Gonzalez, the driver, is heard saying, "You know what time it is." Well, there was no one else.
It's park and ride time.
Classy
I know, and
guy.
I just realized how funny that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after the questionable act, Gonzalez said, "Man, if I could sell that, I could make $1 million. Now, apparently, or at least get a bus ride. Apparently, while the bus was rocking, someone with a baby in a stroller came a knocking, saw what was going on, and complained. So that driver, been on the job 14 years, was fired last week. Now, as far as what exactly they were doing, I mean, you could guess, but apparently it was so risque. Albuquerque Ride spokesman Rick DeReyes said, "I was raised to be a gentleman, and I'm hoping to keep up to that standard. But for me to describe what's on this video makes me very uncomfortable."
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you know what they say, gas, grass, or, you know.
Cash.
Oh, cash. Is that what it is?
Grass.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. Hey, some kids at a day camp got a nice lesson in Mother Nature, didn't they?
Right. The Campfire Girls. Remember the Campfire Girls?
Yeah, sure.
There were the Girl Scouts.
One of my favorite bands back in the 70s. No, they weren't one of my favorite bands back in the 70s. Were they, Jennifer?
I don't know. I mean, was there a band called that? There probably was.
There weren't.
But...
Okay, but go ahead. You have a story about the actual Campfire Girls.
Right. The Campfire Girls are camping, as they do, at a day camp. And a black bear and two cubs that have been just hanging around in Midtown Anchorage stole several lunchboxes at the day camp at the Alaska Pacific University campus. So this apparently is still a big deal, even though they're in Anchorage, Alaska. The bears don't usually come that close. But the kids had just had their lunch. And some of them left their lunchboxes behind, maybe some snacks on the tables. Well, the bears took care of those, carried the lunchboxes into the woods, and just dug in. The bears weren't aggressive. Camp staff corralled the kids. After this, the staff says they're going to have to eat inside, store their food indoors. They did really get a good lesson on how to, you know, bear-proof their school grounds. But the fish and game people say there are no plans to remove the bears. He says the agency doesn't consider them a public safety hazard. They just kind of cruised in and had their lunch and split.
Those little campfire girls look mighty tasty to bears, I bet.
That's right. Or at least their little lunch boxes did.
Their picnic baskets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, boo-boo. There's a reality TV guy who helps people out, and he may have met his match, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah. I never knew there was such a thing as like the cat whisperer. You know, remember that story about the family that was held hostage by their cat?
Sure.
Well, we have an update for you. Let's refresh your memory, though, with this bit of the 911 call from the dad of the house. Check it out.
Yeah, hi. I have a kind of a particular emergency here. My cat attacked our 7-month-old child, and I kick the button, the cat in the rear, and it has went off over the edge, and we aren't safe around the cat. It's a very large Himalayan, and we're trapped in our bedroom. He won't let us out of our door.
Oh my God. Okay, does the child need medical attention?
No, he's just got scratches on his forehead. But the cat, we don't know what to do about the cat. He's gone, he's trying to attack us. He's very, 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 very hostile.
You need a bigger boot, sir. Just letting you know.
Man, the cat is a 22-pound Himalayan, just so you can get a kind of a visual.
I remember this story.
So, yeah, well.
So what happened?
There's the show, The Cat from Hell, had this cat on. Last weekend, the behaviorist Jackson Galaxy is calling it the hardest case I have ever worked. The cat named Lux from Portland really became one of the most notorious cats in pet history after that 911 call. That was on March 9th as the cat terrorized his family. Lee Palmer telling dispatchers Lux had scratched his son and was out of control. They were barricaded in their bedroom for a while. Well, the plan to fix Lux's problem came completely unraveled in the show that aired last weekend. Galaxy persuades another couple to take Lux in while the cat's treated with antidepressants and anti-seizure medication because a vet thought, well, Lux has a feline hyperesthesia syndrome, which can trigger violent behavior.
Yeah, right.
But after the episode's taping, Lux attacked the new guardians, and they gave him up for their own safety.
Because the cat's hostile.
He had went after them. He had went after them and is totally holding them hostage right now. But there is a happy ending. Apparently, this cat behaviorist really likes this cat. And he's taken him into an intensive veterinary clinic where he's getting all this medication. They're gonna figure it out. They are going to get to the bottom of it.
What a way to make money.
Yeah, but you should see this guy, man. He brings his cat tools in a guitar case.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
You've seen this show?
Yes, I have. I watched it once, and I got frustrated with it because it's one of those shows that shows you 2 minutes of content, then they go to a commercial, then they come back and show you the original 2 minutes, then they show you two more minutes, then they go to
isn't
a commercial.
That,
it's frustrating.
His facial hair alone is worth watching it at least once.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to see it.
There's no facial hair in your story here, Jay. Tell us about this situation at a DMV.
I'm going to bring you up to speed about a South Carolina teen who has been denied a driver's license. Chase Culpepper. Okay, that's his name. That is his name.
Okay.
Chase is a boy. Okay. Chase likes to wear girls' clothing. He likes to wear makeup.
Okay.
And this is not anything out of the ordinary for Chase. This is how he dresses up on the daily.
Every day.
Every day. Goes to school that way. Goes to the mall that way. Takes modeling photos that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Everybody knows that this is how – is Chase the name that he uses?
Chase Culpepper.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
And this is becoming more and more common. Well, he's 16 years old. He's going to be the proud owner of a driver's license. So let's go to the DMV. Let's take a picture dressed as he is accustomed to.
Yes.
Full-blown girls' clothing, full makeup.
Yeah.
Well, the DMV, the lady behind the counter says, yeah, no, you're going to have to take that makeup off. You are a boy and you cannot wear makeup on your photo.
Well, now, don't they want his photo to look like what he looks like every day?
You would think. But in South Carolina, they have a rule, their DMV, they have a rule that if a man were to wear makeup or a woman were to wear a wig, that is the equivalent of wearing a disguise. So they denied him the use of the photo for the driver's license, and now his mom is completely upset. You have to accept my boy for who he wants to be or whatever she wants to be and whatever else.
Well, because they'd already been through that with the school, because the school obviously has accepted Chase because they allow him to come to school that way every day.
Correct. So,
she thought she fought that battle already.
Correct. Well, now they've got this transgender legal defense fund out there in South Carolina who say that his rights have been violated and they plan to fight this. So,
and other states will watch to see what happens here.
Correct.
Set another precedent.
Yes. So eventually he will be able to take a photo as a she and it will be okay in South Carolina.
I suspect you are correct.
Yeah. Okay. Based on that, wouldn't all women be wearing a disguise when they put on makeup? And
well,
should they all have to remove it?
Because it's more socially acceptable for women to wear makeup on the daily.
Right. Yeah.
It's not so much of a disguise as a man dressing up as a woman to take an identification, a legal photo.
At least for now. What was that?
Is that Tommy?
Jen's excited.
Jen.
That's my dog.
Oh.
I have my dog in here with me today.
The correspondent.
There he is.
Tommy the correspondent in the newsroom.
In the mobile newsroom today.
See, he disagrees with that story as well. What?
He does. He does. He's really mad.
Well, because he's got a disguise on. He's dressed as a giant ornery cat who's hostile. All right. Hey, we have big World Cup news, and it's the stories behind this story. And Chris, it's all yours, and it's coming up next here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit PortsacallDining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for tuning in to KFWB News Talk 980. To listen in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends, we're here every weekday afternoon at 2 with Jennifer Bjorklund, Jay Campidonia, Chris Martin, and moi, Phil Hewlett. And we have, Chris, a whole bunch of stuff related to World Cup. Everybody's watching the football, the soccer, for the next couple of weeks at least. But what do you have going on over there?
Well, we've got a handful of good stuff. First and foremost, we need to note that Chile just defeated the defending world champions in Spain 2-0, and now Spain is actually eliminated from the World Cup.
So. No kidding. They lost. Yeah. That's right. They lost their first round. First game.
To the Netherlands.
In the first round.
Yeah.
And now they're out. The champs are out.
The champs are out.
Down. Knocked
and
out.
They beat them in Brazil.
Yeah.
They beat Spain in Brazil.
Well, I mean,
just letting you know.
Well, you could go back and you could take the context and make a call that he was saying they beat the champions in Spain, meaning that the champions are.
Oh, my gosh. That is so convoluted.
You can make a stretch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could defending champions.
Or you could just speak English, Phil. I don't know.
Spain,
whatever you want to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Being the team of Spain.
Yeah, right.
But it was in Brazil, yes.
Let's check with Tommy the dog.
Tommy?
Oh, yeah, he's agreeing with everything now.
What'd you do? Tie him to the roof of the mobile unit?
Did you give
unit?
Him some treats?
No, I gave him a handful of treats and told him to shut up.
Yeah.
That'll last for about 5 minutes.
The same thing we do with your husband, right? I mean, it works every single time.
All right, Chris.
It should.
Chris, what else do you have?
A couple
on
other
World
quick,
Cup.
Interesting things. Well, first of all, it's interesting to note that in that game where Chile faced off with Spain, a bunch of Chilean fans knocked down a bunch of temporary walls and security had to get physical with them. Like 100 of them bombarded the entrance area to the stadium in Brazil. There's a video of it up on YouTube. Dr. Dre Beats, the headphones, have been banned by FIFA from being worn on the sidelines by any of the players. They have a licensing agreement with Sony, so now any of the players can't be seen with the colorful B on the side of their head, even though a lot of them use it.
Licensing, sponsorships, that's big business.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially for FIFA right now and as many eyes as they have watching these games. And the other thing I found interesting was, you want to know what the worst-ranked team in the World Cup is? The worst-ranked nation, as it's listed?
Yes, who is that?
Turks and Caicos, the islands of Turks and Caicos.
Who? Well, that's a great place to visit if you ever go on vacation.
I don't even know what that is.
You've never heard of Turks and Caicos?
No, it sounds like something I'd order for dessert.
Right. It's supposed to be a great vacation destination.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. Haven't
Not
been
so
there,
great for soccer,
know
though.
Several people. I know a couple guys who go there every year.
Yeah.
That's how much they like it.
Even though they're worst-ranked, by the way, they still believe they can win.
Yeah.
Of course.
On any given day, right?
Never know.
If you buy into that. Hey, you know what? With toddlers, you mostly worry about them falling down or swallowing stuff, not burning down your house. But over the weekend, a woman in Louisville, Kentucky, was trying to put out a small fire. And the closest water was in her dog's bowl.
Oh, Lord, Jesus is a fire.
So she grabbed that and she grabbed that dog bowl and threw it on the fire, which, of course, she thought was a great idea.
Yeah.
She thought it was a great idea. What she did not know was that her 3-year-old daughter was the last one to fill that bowl. And instead of water, the 3-year-old girl grabbed a nearby gas can and filled it with gasoline.
No.
So when mom threw the dog bowl full of liquid onto the fire, it immediately turned into, it was a small fire, by the way, it turned into a raging inferno, which then spread to her neighbor's house. Luckily, no one was hurt. The fire department eventually put out the raging inferno, but there you go. Keep track of your kids and the gas can.
Yeah.
How's your 3-year-old getting to the gas can?
Exactly. Don't they, like, baby-proof houses and stuff and say, hey, just, you know, we probably don't need to say this, but don't put a gas can on the floor?
Probably a good idea.
What about if the dog started slurping it up, too, thinking it was water?
I don't know. Do they sell, Jennifer, do they sell gas cans at Kohl's?
If they do, I know one woman who is not going to buy one.
Who's that?
Her name is Lisa Ratliff, and she lives in Michigan. She says she was so harassed about a $20 balance on her overdue credit card bill that that she just refused to pay it. She was getting like 22 calls in 1 week, as some as early as 6 a.m., others after midnight. And she's thinking, this is for $20? Seriously, Kohl's? So she's suing them.
No.
She didn't pay her bill, but she's still suing them. Because she's like, come on. And one of these legal analysts who spoke with the Fox station in the city where she lives says that, you know, she might actually have a case there, you know?
Society is doomed.
you can't call before 8 a.m. or after 9 p.m. So if you owe money, you can owe lots of money, but they can't call you at those odd hours and on your cell phone and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, she's suing because she's late on a bill. It's $20. They harassed her so much. She's like, I am never shopping at Kohl's again, and they're not getting their 20 bucks.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, yeah,
you fight it, sister.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Right?
They tell you you can't fight Kohl's. No, that's not what they tell you, right? They tell
that's
you something else. But there is another fight, another school fight, Jay. You seem to have all these school stories.
I love the school stories. They're always so interesting, and they involve kids, which always pulls at your heartstrings. Well, a 15-year-old kid is basically kicked out of school in Illinois. He's been expelled this late in the school year, which is really kind of odd. Well, it turns out he was trading his ADD medication for Cheez-Its.
Oh. Mm. Well, I can't say that I blame him. Cheez-Its are delicious.
They are delicious. He was actually, Cheez-Its were the big favorite, but he would also accept chips and $3 a pill, by the way.
But who's taking the ADD medication and for what purpose?
Well, the story doesn't go into that, but the student says, in his defense, he goes, hey, look, these pills help me do better in school, so I was trading them or selling them to help my friends do better in school.
Oh, good intentions.
Right? That's what the mother is saying. The mother claims, hey, this is happening because of his disability. We need to nurture this. We need to help him.
He's thinking of a win-win situation.
Correct. He's like, I get Cheez-Its, you get A's.
Yes.
We're good to go.
He's a hustler.
Right. School says, don't think so. You're out of here.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
So they're going to try and get him back in before the summer is over so we can start again in the fall. But if the school decides to fight it, they may be out of luck and the kid may have to go sling his dope somewhere else.
That stinks. Doesn't it, Chris?
Sure does. It stinks, and so does a new iPhone app that's out. Stinks pretty good. Harvard scientists have created a way to send smells via cell phones. Pretty interesting. It's an iPhone app called O-Phone, and they've successfully transferred a smell or a handful of smells.
Olfactory. O-Phone.
O-Phone.
You smell it.
So what's it called again, Phil?
Get it?
Olfactory.
Olfactory.
Yes.
Gotcha.
You remember that olfactory down the road?
emphasis on the end.
How do you send a smell? I don't get it.
You take a picture, and you tag your photo with smells, and you get this apparatus. There's an apparatus that comes with the O-Phone called the O-Phone Duo, and it looks kind of like a little rectangular box with two tubes that stick out of the top of it, and those two tubes are for high and low notes of smells. You with me so far, Jay?
I think so.
Yeah. So then you take a picture. Let's say you take a picture of a beautiful bed of roses, and then you're going to select those that from the smell. You're going to tag it to your picture. You send it to me. I see that, and I say, oh, Jay just sent me a message of roses, beautiful bed of roses. I go to my
I would go,
and once I go again, to my two pipes.
And once again, it smells like bacon.
Bam. What is this? He's sending roses. The 13-year-old boys are going to get a hand, their hands on this app, and they are not going to be sending roses.
You're absolutely right, Jen, because the first thing that I would take a picture of is what your dog leave behind on the neighbor's yard, and then I would tag it with smell of roses. My dog is so sweet. It smells like roses.
Yeah. Boom. Well, there's over 3,000 scents to choose from, and they've already got some interesting names. There's names like Lady Gaga is a scent that you mix together. My room, you know. You could try to mix together scents for your room,
gross,
see what that smells
dude.
Like a locker room.
Oh, my. Okay.
Pretty interesting.
Well, I don't get it.
$149 for the hardware, by the way, if you want
to try to make it work.
Well, Smell-O-Vision is here. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Hey, 35 years ago, guys, the Knack came out with a song that was perhaps bigger than any song that to ever hit radio. Can we just listen to a quick clip? All right, that's good enough. Up next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends, you're going to hear from the very woman that not only that song was about, but the entire first album from the Knack was about. Boy, oh boy, she must have been something else, huh? And you're going to hear her right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. We have a website. It's philhewlettandfriends.com. You're going to need that in a moment, and I'll explain. Stick with me. And you're listening to KFWB News Talk 980. Had a good time. This is a guilty pleasure for me because I was on college radio when this record came out. And we immediately started spinning it, not to say we broke the song, but it went huge, huger than anything had gone in a long, long time.
Phil, what do you mean by spinning?
Yeah, right. Back in the day when we used to put vinyl records on a turntable. And
holy moly, that was a long time ago.
Let's listen to another clip of the song here just to get you up to speed. Yep, it's My Sharona by The Knack. You still like that song today. And I bet if you knew Sharona back in the day, you would have written a song about her, too. Let's bring her on the air with us right now, Sharona Alperin. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Good, 35 years. It makes me feel old, and I'm just going to stare at the photo of the My Sharona album cover, or at least the single cover that we posted on our show fun page.
Yeah.
A picture of you back in the day. What a hottie, huh?
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Obviously, it was either hot or you were chafing or the laundry wasn't done that day because there was a certain part of your
cold
undergarment that wasn't available that day. But just the same, take us back to the late 1970s. Who'd you meet in the band and what were the circumstances?
I was introduced to the lead singer. I was working in a clothing store, and as soon as I met him, he invited me to go hear his band play. Not long after, he told me that he was in love with me, and one day we were going to be together.
Wow.
And he was a lot older than me, and I was actually in love with my boyfriend at the time.
How old a girl were you at the time?
I was young. It was under, quite a bit under 18. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So this was in most states a problem.
16, 17. Well, I was not. We did not get together right away.
Okay.
And I was really in love with my boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And so Doug actually wrote a number of songs, not only My Sharona, but She's So Selfish, Frustrated. A lot of songs on the first album reflect our relationship.
Talking about Doug Feiger, he wrote most or all the songs, primary songwriter. He was the singer of the band, sang the song My Sharona, which was about you. What was your reaction the first time you heard that song? Obviously, he called you in and said, hey, listen to this. I wrote it about you.
Well, something like that. I was I used to go listen to the band when they would rehearse during my lunch break. And They just said, should we play it for her? And I just sat there, and the next thing I remember is driving back to work just thinking, did I just hear a song with my name in there? I just couldn't. It was like, wow.
Yeah, well, everybody knew your name in a short order. So how did the relationship ultimately go? Did Doug win over your boyfriend when you hit a certain birthday?
It took almost, I think, a full year. But eventually Doug and I did, we were together, and it was all over by the time I was 21. But I was able to go around the world first class with the rock and roll band.
Wow. So in other words, he did get past second base with you eventually.
No!
Little bit.
Little bit.
Half.
I'm talking grand slams for that, Phil.
Yeah,
come
all
on.
Right. So tour bus, the private jet, the hotels, the whole thing. And so how deeply involved with the band, I mean, outside of Doug, were you actually an integral part of the band and the touring, and were you making posters and stuffing envelopes? Were you involved in management at all?
No, not really.
So the Yoko thing never kicked in?
No, I was not. There was people for that. It wasn't, I wasn't managing the band or had any relationship.
She was a trophy, Phil. Come on. What are you doing?
How'd the other guys in the band feel about you? Did you get a sense that it was...
That's a really interesting question. You know, I think originally, initially, you know, we all had a very, very warm relationship. But eventually, you know, when you're touring, I think that probably this happens with a lot of rock and roll bands. When you're touring and one or two of them have a woman with them and one, you know, other people don't, I don't know, but it worked out ultimately, and we all really love each other and respected each other.
How about that? And we should point out, for those who don't know, that Doug passed away not long ago. When has it been, 2 years now?
Correct, on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day. And so...
Maybe 3 years.
Yeah, and so over the years, being Sharona, being the girl in the song, and getting called by DJs, I'm sure, from all over the world, constantly. You're almost like the girl in the song about Jenny, you know, with a phone number in the song who was getting called. Every Jenny in the country.
Right.
Yeah, or every girl who's not named Jenny who has that phone number. Yeah. Said, okay, fine, I'm not Jenny, and hang up. But anyway, you're the song. How'd you handle that attention over the years?
You know, honestly, when people find out, basically what happens is someone will meet me and I'll say my name. And if they don't say it out loud, and they never mean to, they just go, oh, like my? Like,
oh, I bet you've only heard that joke like once, right?
Right? They don't even mean to say it. But if they don't say it, I see their head like tipping a little bit, and I know they're singing it in their head.
Yeah.
Half the time, I don't say anything. And some of the times I'll say, you know what? Yes, yes, that is me, really. And I tell them that, and they're really excited. So I make sure that I don't ever like hurt anyone's feelings, because people usually get really excited and tell me, you know, what they were doing, where they were, who they were doing, everything they remember.
Wow. So, Sharona, what are you up to these days?
I've been selling real estate for a very long time.
Oh, how's that going?
Well, first of all, I'm a mother of two fantastic children,
yeah.
Eden and Adam.
Uh-huh.
And I am a realtor in Los Angeles for many years. I live and breathe real estate.
How about that? Good to know. Real good to know. And how about Eden and Adam? Are they fans of the Knack?
They really are. They both got to see the Knack also perform My Sharona, so that was fantastic.
Oh, how fun is that?
In their life, yes.
Did you explain to them when the Knack played that song, when they were touring in their heyday and beyond, when Doug would sing those words, My Sharona, that every little girl in the audience was fantasizing that she was Sharona? Not you. In fact, if they saw you, they'd probably claw your eyes out. But did you explain this to Eden and Adam?
Well, not exactly that point. But, you know, it was interesting to tour around. And some people never heard of the name before, the word before. I would maybe see people dressed up, and I'd ask them, what are you dressed up as? And they would say Sharonas. So, you know, not everyone knew even how to. One of the best parts of the song was, until then, people never pronounced my name correctly, and then from then on, it's been pretty good.
So how about that?
So have you ever, at some point, you had to have gotten sick of the song. Because you hear it all the time. I went to your website. It's on there. It's just, it's everywhere. Like,
no,
don't tell me your ringtone.
In the day, when it was just like every song, like, I'm not even going to mention anybody's current song, but
sure.
Like, there are songs that I love so much, but I can't hear them one more time right now. I just cannot hear them one more time. And if in 6 months, maybe I could hear them again.
If there was a band today that you would really love to do a cover of My Sharona, who would that be?
You know, Nirvana did a cover of it. You can go online and hear Nirvana doing My Sharona. Oh, what a dream. I mean, who wouldn't want to hear, like, you know, the Rolling Stones or...
Well, what about Justin Bieber? Come on.
No, that cannot happen. Please, Justin listens to this show. Please don't. Okay.
Don't encourage him.
Erase that part. Can we edit that part out? All right.
I think he's talented.
Well, nice to know, and you're being magnanimous, and it's a pleasure to speak with you on more or less the 35-year anniversary of the song My Sharona coming out. Sharona Alperin, we look for your real estate card in the Los Angeles area now when we're looking to buy or sell a home. How about that?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. That was fun. Huh?
Not a name you hear very often anymore either. Nobody names their daughters Sharona.
No.
And she had an interesting name, Eden, for her kid.
Yeah, and Adam.
Well, these days, folks name their kids after characters from Game of Thrones.
There you go. What is weird? That is weird. Oh, you know what? I heard a study that Brooklyn is on the rise for girls now.
I know a Brooklyn, but she's in her 30s, so you know that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Today, Brooklyn is a big name?
Yeah, it's climbing up the charts. It's been on the top 10 for the past 3 years, and they say that it's getting higher and higher. Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's a cool name. You could call her Brooke for short. Brooke.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Brooke kids. Yeah.
No, thanks.
Not Brookie? All right.
No.
Hey, we were talking about selling homes there a moment ago with My Sharona. Well, she's not mine, but you know.
She's our.
Yeah. These days, we are connecting our homes, our cars, our phones. It's a brave new world of technology, and we want to understand this technology before it gets out of reach. And tech expert Andrea Smith joins us live next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. And we love the tech on this program. And this time we're talking about cars and homes and your phones, the connected world, changing the way we experience all of these things, information, entertainment, infotainment, whatever you want to call it. We're starting our appliances from our pinochle party, and I don't know why we need to do this, but since we can, we do. And let's find out more about it. Award-winning tech expert, the producer of Living in Digital Times, Andrea Smith joins us live. Take a look at some of this smart technology. Andrea, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Are you a fan of all of this connectivity? Because we keep hearing that the hackers can just get into your house and wreak havoc.
I know, but these things are so... wonderful in how they save you time and automate things that I have to say I am a real fan.
Okay, so where do we start? Let's say we want to build a connected home. Can you do this when all the drywall is in already, or do you have to do this when you're building your house?
Well, no, all of these devices really are add-ons. They're all connected things that you can add on, and many of us have them in our homes already, like smart lights, smart thermostats, even smart door locks. And so we're talking about ways to connect all of these because they don't all really talk to each other very well. So you get something like Staples has something called Staples Connect, which is a universal hub. It lets all those connected devices talk to each other, And then it lets you use all of them with just one app rather than switching back and forth between all of these apps.
All right, so one app, and you could lock or unlock your door or turn the lights on or turn off the stove, right?
Yeah, so get this. You could come home, and your smartphone would detect that, you know, you're home based on your GPS. You open up your garage door. Well, that tells your front door to unlock if you've got a connected door lock there. It tells your thermostat, go ahead and adjust the temperature, crank up that AC, and it tells your lights to go ahead and turn on. And these brands, they're Honeywell and Philips and GE, all known brands that are making connected devices.
Yeah, so when the bad guy's hanging out in the bushes and you start to worry about that sort of thing, you just skip a couple of steps. Maybe you don't unlock the front door, or maybe you go in through the side door or the entrance from the garage into the house. I worry about all these things. But, all right, I've seen these front door locks that just go on their own. Now, is that a wired or a wireless thing?
There's all different kinds. There's some wireless, some run on Bluetooth, some run on all different protocols, which is why Staples makes something like this universal hub that can talk to all the other devices, because really they don't all play together very well.
Yeah. I worry that some of these things are going to get so involved and so confusing that people are going to burn out on the technology in a hurry. I was walking in a Sears, of all places, looking at appliances, and they had new item, big flashing sign. I think it was in neon. That's old school, isn't it? And I walked over and looked at it. It was a refrigerator, and I forgot the brand. It might have been a Kenmore. But on the front of the fridge, it's that stainless steel look, but there were LED readouts coming out through what seemed like the metal. There was no video panel or anything. It was just coming through the metal.
That's cool.
Yeah, just a touch screen?
Yeah, exactly. But there was no screen there. It was the actual stainless steel part of the door on the fridge or the freezer side. I forget
who
which.
Who needs that?
I don't know. But it was all these readouts. And I'm thinking, I just want to open up my fridge and pull out some fish sticks.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you need. You know, put a couple of cold beers in there, some cold cuts for some sandwiches. You're good to go. I don't need an LED screen in
there.
Can
we keep all of this simple, Andrea? That's what I'm asking.
So I have something to tell you that's simple, really simple. You know your coffee table filled with 5 remotes for every electronic device that you have?
Yeah, sure.
TV. So you get something like the Logitech Harmony Ultimate. It's one remote. It's one remote that controls all your entertainment devices.
And they all speak to that remote, and it's real easy to set up?
There's a hub, and they all talk to each other. And then the Harmony Ultimate also talks to, say, if you have the Philips Hue lights or the Sonos wireless speaker system. So you just hit the button that says watch TV. And your TV will automatically turn on. Your DVD player will automatically turn on if you said to watch a DVD. Your Philips lights will automatically adjust to the mood that you like when you watch TV. And your sound will adjust automatically.
You know, all of this sounds fantastic, but I got to be honest with you. I've fiddled with these universal remotes in the past, and it's always like you got to hit this button and that button and this button and then that button. And you get lost in the maze of your own little device. You just end up watching whatever's on TV. You're like, forget it. I'm just going to watch Home Shopping Club because I can't figure out how to change the channel.
Is this one any different, Andrea?
I actually do think this one's different because there's IR and there's infrared, and there's a way for the remote to actually see the hub without you having to see the hub, and it lets all the devices talk to each other. It's a lot easier to set up. You know, all of this is really getting easier. I mean, you can put blinds in your home now, Bally automated window treatment powered by something. You can put in blinds that are motorized, and you can pre-program it and say, okay, at 11 o'clock in the morning, shut my blinds so that the heat doesn't come in, the sun doesn't come shining in. Save a little money on energy and you know, don't make it quite so hot in your home.
That's interesting.
They're really easy, and here you go if you don't want to be too high-tech. You can just use a regular remote to power them up and down. You can use a wall switch, or you can go ahead and connect them to something like the Staples Connect and use an app to pre-program the time.
How about home security? If you want to set up the cameras around the house, can you connect that to that app, or can you do it wirelessly? What do you think these days?
I think that eventually all of these are going to start playing very nicely together. Again, a lot of these security devices, and there's many of them on the market, run on different protocols. The Staples Connect is trying to bring them all together no matter which one you have. so that they'll all start playing nicely. But, yeah, I think eventually these are all going to be connected. You know, your car is connected. Did you ever think your car would be a Wi-Fi hotspot?
Well, you know, I didn't think of it that way, but I do know that my phone and my dashboard communicate pretty well. But you're going to communicate between car and house now?
Well, there's between car and cloud and car and cellular, Ooh. There's the Delphi Connect. And you put this in your car, that little OBD port under your steering wheel. You put this in, and you can actually track and monitor your car's movements in real time on your smartphone. So say your teenager is out driving, and you say, yeah, I don't want you going to the mall tonight, and you set a little geofence location. You can look on your smartphone and see where your car is, which is really creepy.
Well, I like that, though. That's good.
But it's really,
keep track of the kids.
Great. And it gives you the health diagnostics of your car. And then if you go on a summer road trip with the family and the kids want to stream media and music in the backseat, you get the 4G LTE version from either Verizon or U.S. Cellular, and your whole car becomes a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Wow.
You know, they need to invent something that is plaguing the United States and people all over the world with your car. I hate hitting the garage door opener button when I pull up to the house. Is there any way to come up with some sort of sensor so I just pull right up and it just automatically rolls up for me?
Yeah.
You know what? There are some. There are some that actually will read an app from your smartphone and sense that you're there. And so you need to have a great smartphone for this, right? One of the other connected devices that we have is a Kyocera Hydro Icon smartphone. So this is going to have all the apps. It's an Android smartphone. It's $150. You don't need a contract. It's on Boost Mobile, but it's waterproof.
Ooh.
So if your kids drop it in the pool or drop it in the lake, it's completely waterproof. It's made to military standard for protection in case it gets dropped. And you're going to see that these smartphones are going to start working with the very things that you want them to enable a more connected life.
I like that.
All right, Andrea Smith, thanks for that. And do you have a website or something you'd like us all to check out?
You can go to killerapps.tv, and you'll get all the information on all the products we talked about.
Killerapps.tv. Andrea Smith, tech expert and award-winning tech expert. Thank you very much for joining us here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. See, now what have we learned? That we can stay one step ahead of the bad guys if we just know what we're doing with our connected home.
Yeah, we learned that the machines are one step closer to taking over.
Yeah, you know? All right.
Or we can just hand the bad guys our keys with our phones.
Yeah. Or we...
Here you go.
Just make sure,
at it, guys.
Make sure Tommy the dog is inside the house at all times. Nobody's going to come in and face that bark.
He'll come and lick you to death.
Hey, we love your comments. We have an email address. It's feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com. On Twitter, we're at As We See It Show. And on Facebook... .com/Phil Hewlett and Friends. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, associate producer, Nick Wright. Our theme song, which you are listening to at this moment, is composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Jennifer Bjorklund, Jay Caponodia, and Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to speak with you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.